Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, good morning. John Hollis. Waking up blessed, and most importantly, we're here to be able to hang out for the day, and I got another phone ring. Can you believe that? Of course it has to happen at the time of all having a call in. So we are, of course, here to be able to talk to Cynthia this morning. She's going to be talking about some really cool stuff. And one of the things she's going to be speaking about is how God has our children. You know, being live this morning, you can check us out at Music Kingdom Radio. You can also check us out over at, of course, our website, musickingdomradio.com. I want to, again, take this time to thank people that have been coming to the site. I mean, it's been a huge undertaking for us, and we look forward to having many more years of Music Kingdom Radio. Just like Rockers in Recovery, it is the home of Rockers in Recovery now. So go to musickingdomradio.com, check it out. You can also join us on Facebook at Music Kingdom Radio and also Rockers in Recovery. We have an event coming up for the Thanksgiving holiday. If you don't have a place to go on Thanksgiving Day, the Five Loaf House in Pocono Pines is available starting 6 o'clock on Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, going all the way through until midnight on Thanksgiving Day. And you know something, that's, I don't know about you, but at the very beginning of recovery, I had so many misgivings, and I hated everybody. And, you know, I wasn't invited to family get-togethers, that's for sure. And I needed a place to go, somewhere that was safe and that I could feel a part of. And I got that with 24-hour rooms. So if you need a place to go or you're in long-term recovery and you don't have nowhere to go, you're more than welcome. It's open to everybody. We also open it to first responders, too, that are working that evening. So I want to invite you, go to musickingdomradio.com, and there's more information about it. It's Five Loaf House in Pembroke Pines, Florida, and more information at the website, so check that out. Also want to take this time to let you know that Sunday nights we will be doing Rockers in Recovery Live. We started last week with C4 Band. And a great show. We had a great time. I want to thank C4 for, you know, calling in and being a part of the show. We played one of our songs, Let God. I'm going to play it at the end of the show today. It's about a four-minute song, but check it out. It's a really, really great song. And she's a unique character and a unique voice and unique writing. So check her out at the end of the show. And I want to take the time now to also invite you to check out, of course, the magazine, the Music Kingdom Radio Magazine. It is available for purchase online. It's also, you can read it online, and you can get the hard copy, all of that. Again, musickingdomradio.com, check it out. And I'm going to get Cynthia on the line. We're going to get this show on the road. Cynthia, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
I'm hanging in there. Loving life. So let's talk about, because I think that Cynthia, let's talk about where you're a part of, and that is Just Believe Recovery is what you started. And that didn't just start out of thin air. How did that all begin for you?
It's that's a long story, and we only have 20 minutes, so we'll condense that real quick. It started with, I had a very good business I had started in Florida, a cleaning business that had blessed me in many, many ways. And I remember one morning standing on the front porch of this beautiful home and had everything I could possibly want in life and feeling empty. And I was in recovery at the time. And while I was standing there, I thought to myself, if this is what life's all about, just getting all of this stuff, this isn't this. I got the short end of the stick because I felt empty. So I remembered in our literature and what I lived is you have to give it back if you want to keep anything in life. So that's when I went on my first journey up to a woman's safe house, which was nothing at all what I thought it was going to be. And that was the beginning. We'll go forward from that. After a two-year battle to do that, I ended up in court, and the judge, Judge Corbett was her name, looked at me and said that she gave me the okay to stay open, and she gave me a drug and alcohol treatment facility for 17. And I'm looking at this woman thinking to myself, it's just a safe house. Drug and alcohol, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I walked outside and I looked up and I said, oh, my gosh. I said, you must have a bigger plan than I could imagine. And that's how it actually started. And here I am, you know, that was in 2007. So many years later, I decided to, I lost everything in my life. All those things I stood on the front porch thinking, oh, you know, I'm empty. Well, I had what I called a life cleansing at that time, because even though I thought I was empty, I wasn't, that were in my way of what I believe the God of my understanding wanted me to do on a mission that he put me on. So I lost everything. I lost relationships, my father, my Aunt Mary. All this happened like in no time at all. It was like unbelievable. And I was in recovery, and I stayed clean during the whole thing. And I remember sitting there. I couldn't buy a loaf of bread about 9 years ago. And I had taken on a lease for what was called the beach house at the time, and because I had nowhere to live. I lost everything. And I fixed one room at a time. And, of course, you know, I'd have girls coming that had nowhere to go. And between the girls paying a little bit of rent, we were able to keep the lease and pay the utilities. And that was about it. And then from there, people were approaching me to open up a rehab, which I knew nothing about. I did know that somebody should do something, because when I did have the safe house, girls were coming to me 3 days detoxing, 4 days into a residential program and being thrown out because insurance has lapsed. So I thought, well, maybe somebody should try to do that the right way. So that started Just Believe Recovery Center. In that place that I was leasing, the beach house, was my very first PHP program. I opened up and got licensed in Florida. A year later, fit in. Now I'm talking, I didn't have two pennies to rub together on this thing. A year later, I had about $35,000 in investments that people wanted to invest in what my dreams were. And that's when I opened up the first one, the PHP. And then after that, I opened up Carbondale, Pennsylvania, my hometown. I put a bid in on a hospital, which I thought, well, if I'm not the craziest person in the world, I don't know who is. But I made a deal. I said, if this is you talking to me, I'll go up and I'll do this. But I don't know how this is all going to work out financially or anything else, because we're talking like a lot of money here, okay? More money than I ever thought about spending in my life on any object. So I put the bid in, and at that time we were just opening up our second place in Florida. And the eve of opening that place, I got a text that they accepted my offer in Pennsylvania. And I thought, well, I don't know how this is going to happen. But I knew, because I walked away from it twice and then came back, and I said, okay, if this is really you, then you'll make it work, because I there's no possible way I can do this. Well, we're opening up in Florida now, going on 9, both places in Florida, and the one in Pennsylvania is opened up for a little over 6 years right now. And if that isn't proof of what God's power can do in somebody's life, I don't know what is, because I'm not capable of all this. I know this, you know. I mean, we have a great program. It's done the right way. I'm blessed every day by seeing miracles happen in people's lives. It's been a long, long road, and it's going to continue probably till the day that he decides to take me back, which will be a long time because I have too many questions yet for him. And it's just a blessing. I don't know how to describe it. Unless you've witnessed, and John, I think you've been through this in your lifetime.
Yep.
Being at the bottom, being clean, and having this cleansing done to your life to remove things from your life, to get them out of your way, to be able to do what your real purpose in life is. And I think you've been through this. So you understand when I talk to you about this. A lot of people don't understand this. And I hope and pray today that anyone that quite understands how this is possible, that, you know, they let the God of their understanding come into their lives and open up their hearts and find their purpose in life, because once you find it, he'll make sure it happens, as long as he's the driver in the car and not you.
It's amazing that you bring that up, because
story.
It's true. That is,
so
it's
true.
Such a true story. Yes. And you know something that's funny? When you bring all of this together, it's the same thing that we're talking about, that faith, you know what I mean, that understanding. And to be quite frank with you, you said something about, you know, a cleansing. I got to tell you, when going through it, if you're anything like me, you start out by leaving claw marks on everything that God wants to remove from you. Well, why is that happening? Why is this happening? You know what I mean? And then you just get to the point where you understand, well, wait a minute, you know, there's a bigger thought process than me. I'm not God. He is. Let it happen. But it's the same process as, you know, letting go of the drink or the drug. But it's in a purpose of life. So I understand completely, and I love the way that you brought it together. It's also the same thing, and this is one of the things that if you check out Cynthia's blog at musickingdomradio.com, it's also in the magazine, and we have it posted in some other places. But we can take that same process, and, you know, God's got the backs of our family members too, and we have to come to understand that too. The blog is the love of God is passionate, and it's the blog is really about letting go of family members and their distress, and knowing that God has their back. Can you explain that a little bit more for us?
Oh, geez, yeah. You know, full cycle in recovery here. I didn't expect, but I 3 years ago, I have a granddaughter that I love dearly, and I miss her dearly. She's alive. She hasn't passed yet, but she's out there, and she's doing, you know, the fentanyls and all that kind of crazy stuff. And, I mean, I own a rehab, okay? And people, you know, well, her grandmother owns a rehab, then why is she still doing this, you know? And that's the people that don't understand this disease. So, you know, I put her in God's hands. I had to, because I can't control that at all. And 3 years ago, I actually got custody of my two great-grandchildren, Ileana and Amaya. They were 2 and 3 at the time. And as a matter of fact, their birthdays are coming up in December and January, and they will be 6 and 7. And I never in a million years thought, you know, at my age at that time, I'd be raising two little babies. And I thought it was temporary. You know, she's just got to get her stuff together, and we've tried the rehabs and the this, that, and the other thing, but it's not her time. And you know what the sad part is, and whatever God's plan is for Abby, I think anybody who meets her, even in her state of mind that she's in, which is mind-altered by drugs, you'll see there's a special person there. And I'm thinking even though she's a mess right now, as far as we can see it as human beings, I think she has a spiritual side also. I think we all do. And I think that still comes through at times, I believe, that she's touching people's lives in some ways that might save someone else's life, even though it might not save her own. And that's the whole thing about this. It's not about us. And we seem to forget we think it's all about us, and it's nothing to do with us. It's like, you know, full cycle, you know, first getting clean, being clean for like, you know, 15 years, 20 some years in the recovery field, because I thought, you know, I could figure out a way to, you know, do a little bit of this and it'd be fine. But there is no other way. Total absence is the way. Total absence and a faith. And I always believed in God only because you heard it said before, you know, just in case, just in case, you know. But today it's like you can't deny it in my life, and especially with these children. You know, people say they're blessed that I was there for them. Actually, maybe I'm blessed that they came into my life because, you know, they keep me busy. You know, they keep me energized. They keep me younger than, you know, my body is one age, my mind's another age, raising two little kids.
Right.
You know, and I say, well, I'm going to live to be 113 for sure. I got to see them get married, you know. But it's just about giving back, you know, it's giving back. And there was no question if I'm going to do this or not. It's part of life. This is our family. I've done it with people that aren't our family, for God's sakes. And we're all family. We're all connected one way or another. So, you know, like I said, on the porch, I was looking and I felt empty, you know, and I knew it was time to give it back. And I continue to do that today, not just in raising my two children. That's just the responsibility we have, and we have to take our responsibility seriously. And just believe recovery. Now is the time of year. You know, I've been doing this since we opened up in Carbondale, Pennsylvania. And once again, we had maybe two clients and all these expenses, and I didn't know how any of this was going to work out. And I came home that October down to the house where we had people staying at, and I looked at them and I said, guess what we're going to do? We're going to give out 20 scholarships. And everybody looked at me like, are you crazy? Do you know how much money that is you're going to be giving away? I says, I don't think about the money. I says, you know how many lives that might save? At least 20, you know, and you never
Absolutely.
Know what comes from there. So ever since
yeah.
then,
one gets sober, they carry the message.
Scholarships. Yes.
Wow.
You have to.
Wow.
You have to, because you're not going to keep what you have in life unless you give it away. And I don't care what it is you have. You better start giving stuff away. Basically, Absolutely. Your love and your commitment to help somebody else, a stranger, somebody you don't even know, but we're connected. Trust me. Don't look down upon people.
It's a beautiful, beautiful message. One of the questions I have for you is, you know, yeah, there's families out there, they're in distress over loved ones. What would you say to a mother, a father, a brother, a sister that might be struggling with a loved one? What do you say to them to, you know, and let's say they, you know, they've had help before, because that's one of the biggest things. You know, when somebody's going for help the first time, families are very they're involved in most cases. What I've found is, you know, there are three or four treatments in and it hasn't taken, you know, they're not dealing with core issues, whatever it may be. You know, I'm not a professional. I can tell you that for sure. But, you know, you have the families that say, well, you know, we've already given them a shot. They're done. Is there something you can say about letting God take that from them? Because, you know, they're in guilt and they're in, you know, fear and they're in all of those things while letting go of that person.
Right. And that comes back to it's not all about us. Even as a parent, I have three children. They're all doing fine today. I have the one granddaughter that's out there. And, you know, here's what it is. We keep enabling, so we don't take advice because we think it's hard. When we say don't let them move back home, or they're going to be homeless. No, they won't. They won't be homeless. Because the most important thing here is people need to start thinking about, do you believe in God? You know, because if you believe in God and you see how he works in your life, if you stop for a second and get out of the noise in your head, just think about it, how God's worked in your life. You have to just get the noise out of your head and think about it and be real and be honest. Okay, well, if you believe in God and you know he's taking care of you on a daily basis, what makes you think that person that you love, your family member, they don't have a God, too, that's taking care of them?
Amen.
What, you think God's only for you? He's for everybody.
Amen.
And trust me, he does the best he can to guide people in the right direction. But he gave us self-will, and he thought it was a blessing. And sometimes it's a curse, you know, and you have to accept things the way they are. And if you don't accept things the way they are, you're going to keep interfering. Like, why did they go to rehab 1, 2, 3, 4 times? You know, did you continue to enable them? Did you continue to give them money? Did you continue to take them back? Did you continue to to take the abuse and walk around on eggshells knowing something was wrong because you didn't want to tell them, hey, I think that you relapsed and you might be using in my house. Well, if I say that, then they'll leave and walk out and I might not see them. Then it would be my fault if they die. It's nobody's fault if they die. It's nobody's fault but their own. And there's nothing you can do to stop or prevent it, but what you can do is be helpful in the process and stop enabling these people. Because I've seen enabling, I was like, oh, my Lord. I tell people, listen, every time you do this, you're putting another nail in their coffin. And you do it so often, if this person doesn't make it through and passes, I don't want to see you crying at that grave. Because you're going to have to take responsibility for your part. And that is a part. And people don't want to hear that. But it is. Stop playing God. Have faith in God, playing God. Because I can't play God. If I could play God, you think, oh, geez, could you imagine? Everybody who came to me would be healed. It would be like, ooh, wouldn't that be something? You know? I've had people come to me, like you said, 4, 5, 6 rehabs, 20 rehabs. Some hard cases, and those cases are alive today because I don't put the little baby gloves on. Oh, no. We just talk real stuff, you know, and you have to be real with people. Stop putting the mask on to fit in every situation, to be liked by everybody. Oh, I want them to love me, so I'm going to do this. No, be yourself. Be honest because that's what real love is. You have to be an open book.
I love it. I love your message. Just Believe Recovery Center is located at 100 Lincoln Avenue in Carbondale, Pennsylvania, and you can reach them at 877-482-2742. You can reach Cynthia there also if you have some questions for her. Most importantly, as we start to end this segment this morning, I want to talk about one other thing, and I just increased our time, so it's past the 30-minute mark, and we're going to be okay with that because we're going to talk about something that's really important this morning, and I want to end with this. You know, there's a lot of folks out there that, you know, we get to a point where we have to get help, and when we get that help, sometimes medication is called for. But I don't believe that that's in all cases. What is your thought process on MATs?
Oh, Lordy. Oh, Lordy. People don't like my thoughts on MATs. thanks a lot, John. We do Vivitrol here. God bless. God bless. You know, everybody suffers in different ways. Basically, MATs are people who's not quite ready yet. So when we do our detox up here and in Florida, people will come in on an MAT program and they want to get off and we'll help them get off of that, vicious cycle, you know, getting and using and finding means and ways to get more. But then there's a few that come in and they'll say, okay, I want to get off and they get fearful and then they change their mind and they want to go back to a MAT program. We do help them get back to an MAT program because they have that right to do that, okay, because I'm not God. Just because I know the way out, I know what works, doesn't make me God. So we help them go back to their MAT program, and we wish them all the luck in the world, and we let them know that we love them, and we let them know that we're still here. If ever they change their minds, we're still here. You never turn your back. You never turn your back. To agree, but you don't turn your back on people. You make sure that maybe they get an extra day, 2 days, month, 2 months to live without dying because they are on that program until hopefully they see what the problem is and decide to come in and get real recovery, totally abstinence-based recovery. So there's no fog. There's nothing between you and the God of your understanding.
Amen. You know, again, I brought it up for the reason that, you know, people understand that, you know, there's all kinds of options out there, but it doesn't matter where you begin. You know, it's about beginning. So one of the best things about Cynthia, and I've known her for years, is that she will meet you where you're at. And that's the most important part here, is if that's where you're at, then she'll meet you there. You know, if you want to go bigger than that and you want to do something different in your life and you want to have that complete absence, you can work with Just Believe in Cynthia and get that in your life. You know, in my journeys through life, I have, you know, witnessed people that, you know, were on MATs for 4, 5, 6 years when, in my opinion, mm-hmm. it's really something that's supposed to be used for a detox purpose. But there again, it is what it is. But I have seen them 4 or 5 years into dealing with the MAT medication saying, okay, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. Well, there is a way out. And Cynthia, as you said, you meet them where they're at and help them to do that. So, again, if you're, you know, yes. listening today and you need help, 100 Lincoln Avenue, Carbondale, Pennsylvania, 877-482-2742 is the phone number. Please reach out to them and understand that we're not, you know, something with God, everything's possible. So we need to let God be in charge. And one day at a time, our lives become amazing and purposeful. Man, I have so much purpose in my life today, just like Cynthia. You can have that too. And, you know, it's one day at a time, but you know something? You begin to appreciate that and love that, that it is one day at a time. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in today and being a part of course, Waking Up Blessed on Music Kingdom Radio. And you can check this show out. And actually, if you're listening on one of the links that's out there, wherever it's at, it's the same show. So once this show ends, it turns into an on-demand show, and you can listen at the same link. So, you know, there's no excuse. If you want to forward this off to somebody or share it on somebody's page, they can get the message today, too. Cynthia, I want to thank you so much for being a part of the show. And in closing, anything that you would like to say?
I would like to say thank you to you, John. You're a miracle. I love that. I love seeing miracles, and you are one of miracles for sure. You are a wonderful person. You've been through a lot, and you know what? Here you are on the radio once again, giving it back. And I'm blessed to call you a friend. And you know us, we went over time as it is, but we could sit for days talking about this stuff. So
absolutely.
Have a wonderful day, and keep putting that message out there, John, because you've saved many lives.
Thank you, and God bless you. You've done the same, and, you know, God takes scrap heaps and turns them into miracles. We're both two of them, so thank God.
Okay, take care. I'll talk to you later, John.
All right, bye-bye. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. This is, you know, it's an amazing process for me. Every time I get to, you know, sit down and talk with somebody like Cynthia, there's so many people out there. I mean, I can go through names of, you know, over the last, you know, 30 years of people that I have come in contact with that are amazing people, God-inspired people. Listen, if you're hurting today, you know, understand that there is help out there. And, you know, I don't know what your thought process is on God, but I can tell you mine, that God saved my life. He has me where I'm at today. I'm breathing. And if there's breath, there's hope. And there's hope for you, your loved one, or anybody else out there that's suffering. If you're in long-term recovery, you know, we get to have another blessed day of hope, love, and sharing encouragement to others. So bless you all, and I look forward to our next show, which will be Sunday Night Rockers in Recovery Live. We'll check that out then. Thanks, guys. Have a great, great day.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.